Welcome to the Reigning in Life podcast with Pastor Mtor. Join Pastor Mtor, the esteemed founder and senior pastor of Intentional Church, as he transforms lives by the Word of God. Get ready to reign in life as you tune in and listen to the transformative teachings. Stay blessed and stay tuned.
In the name of Jesus Christ, and our lives will never be the same again. Amen.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Glory. Please be seated in Jesus' name. Amen. Amen. Praise God. It's good to see all of you today. Amen. Amen. And I'm sure that God has a word for you today. Hallelujah. So it's our year of reigning in life. Amen. Amen. Reigning in life. Tell somebody, I'm reigning. Yeah, this year I'm reigning. Hallelujah. I will not be running away. I'll be reigning. I'll be ruling. I'll be in charge over whatever God wants me to be in charge of. Amen. 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 And so I'm starting a series today. So this year, like I said, Sunday has its own series. Wednesday has its own series. Friday has its own series. So we're not doing it like how it has been done in some spaces. Hallelujah. So I'm not doing continuation. So if you don't come on Wednesday, you won't learn how to hear the voice of God. If you don't come on Sunday, you won't learn whatever I'm starting to teach today. If you don't come on Friday, Friday was too nice. Hallelujah. Friday was so special. Hallelujah. And you won't learn what we're learning on Friday. Hallelujah. So make it a priority this year to not miss any service, because they are literally not the same. Amen. They're literally not the same. Hallelujah. So we are on a prophetic syllabus, so we are pushing it in Jesus' name. So today I want to start a series today. You're blessed because I'm starting a series today. Amen. And I want to start a teaching today that I've titled Reigning in Life by Faith, Part 1. Amen. Reigning in Life by Faith, Part 1. Amen. And I want to, if you are going to reign in life, right, if you are going to rule, if you are going to exercise dominion this year, right, then it means that you need to have a certain lifestyle, a certain kingly lifestyle, a certain lifestyle of dominion, so that lifestyle. So the Holy Spirit in His love and His mercy began to show that we are going to reign by faith. Hallelujah. Amen. We're going to reign by faith. Amen. So that's why we're starting this series today. I'm reigning in life by faith. Amen. I want someone to say, I'm reigning in life by faith.
I am reigning in life by faith.
Hallelujah. Yes, you are. You are reigning in life by faith. You are going to reign over 2024 by faith. Amen. Whatever happens this year, you are in charge, as long as your faith is intact. Amen. So let's first look at, what does your life look like without faith? Because sometimes when you want people to value something, let's see how it is without that thing. Okay, because I'm like, I don't need faith, or I've been hearing faith. But let's look at how life is without faith. Amen. Number one, without faith, you can't be born again. You can't be saved. Without faith, you can't be saved. Salvation is not possible without faith. The Bible tells us in Ephesians chapter 2, verses 8, that says, for you are saved by grace through faith. So faith is the bridge that we use to cross over to salvation, to access the grace of God, to access the blessing of God. Faith is the bridge. Without that bridge, there's no crossing over. There's no accessing everything that God has in store for us. Hallelujah. Some people want to be saved by their works. It's not possible. Some people want to be saved because of their good behavior. It's not possible. How are we saved? We are saved by grace through faith. Faith is the bridge we cross to get salvation.
Hallelujah.
Now the word saved there is a Greek word. It means sozo. Yes. You understand? That Greek word sozo means everything from healing. We're healed through faith. We're saved. It means deliverance. So anything that God is going to do for you is packaged in something called grace. Okay? Now how do you get to the place of grace? You get there by faith. Hallelujah.
Amen.
So without faith in your life, you cannot be saved. You cannot be saved. Amen. That's why at a point the Bible says that, how shall they be saved unless they hear? You understand? They must hear the word of faith.
It's not possible to be saved without faith. You understand? You can go to church, but that doesn't mean you're saved. Yeah, you understand? You can stay in church, that doesn't mean you're saved. You could have grown up in church, it does not mean you're saved. Hallelujah. We are only saved by grace, not by our works. We are saved by grace through faith. Through faith. Now, if somebody is to travel from here to Limpopo, they must pass through Gauteng.
Yes, Pastor.
It's not possible. If you hear them saying that I'm passing through Durban, they are not going to Limpopo. Or maybe they are not going to Limpopo as yet. Because at whatever point they decide to go to Limpopo, they must pass through. Does that make sense? So when it comes to salvation, you must pass through a bridge called faith. That's how you are saved. So without faith, salvation is not possible. Amen. Salvation is not possible. Number two, without faith, you cannot please God. Hebrews chapter 11, verses 6. The Bible says, for without faith, it is impossible to please God. Hallelujah. It never said without love, though love is important. It never said without money, though money is important. It never said without obedience, though obedience is important. It said without faith, you cannot please. It's impossible. It's impossible to please God. You know, God who has been saying that nothing is impossible with God is the same God who says it's impossible to please me without faith. Hallelujah. I don't know about you this year, but I want you to desire to please God. And it's going to start by you walking by faith. It's going to start by you deciding to understand this teaching on faith. Hallelujah. If God is to be pleased by you, you know, God is not pleased by many of the things that we think please God. Come on now. Is there a church here today? Is there an intentional church here today? God is not pleased by many of the things that we think please Him. Hallelujah. And He's not impressed by some of the things we think impress Him. God has told us what impresses Him. He says faith. But without faith, it's impossible to please Him. You understand? So if you have faith and you don't have some of the things, God is excited about you. And now if you please God, what does He say? He says He rewards those who diligently seek Him. God has a reward system. If you make Him happy, you know, God is that type of rich guy. If you just make Him happy, He opens up something and says, take. You understand? May God say, take something this year. Hallelujah. Yeah. Yeah. May this be a year where you just know that God is pleased with me. People look at you, well, how can you say God is pleased with me? You say, because I'm walking by faith and not by sight. Hallelujah. Only one thing it takes to please God. God is not complicated. God is not fussy. It takes only one thing to please God. Without faith, it's impossible to please Him. No, but Pastor, I thought that Paul wrote and said that, but love is the greatest. You should find out love is the greatest what? Okay? Love is the greatest what? Because they are above faith, hope, and love. And the greatest of these is what? Is love, Musne. So love is the greatest. But the greatest what? Because love doesn't come here. Because it would have said, but without love, which is the greatest, it's impossible to please God. But He says, no, without faith. Because can I also tell you something? It takes faith to love. Every time you love somebody, you're exercising faith. Because you don't know what they will do. But you are hoping that it's going to work out well. Yes, everything works by faith. Yeah. So what is love? Love is the greatest motivator. In other words, your motives, even when using faith, must then be under love's direction. So love is the greatest motivator. Faith is the greatest activator. Okay? Faith activates, love motivates. So if I have faith to move mountains, but I'm not motivated by love, now there's a problem. The mountains will move, but I will not be totally blessed. Wow. Hallelujah. Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. Praise the Lord. Amen. So without faith, it's impossible to please God. It didn't say without a Bentley. It didn't say without a new job. It didn't say without a husband or a wife. It said without faith, it is impossible to please God. I see you pleasing God this year. Yeah, I see you pleasing God this year. Yeah, I said, Pastor, can I please God? Yes. Walk by faith and not by sight. Amen. Because without faith, God can't be pleased. God can't be pleased. Amen. Amen. Number three, without faith, we're talking about what happens if you don't have faith. Without faith, your prayers do not work. Your prayers do not work. And I know that I will pray. What's the thing? I will pray, oh. If I don't pray, make a mess of me. Yeah. How many people love to pray here? Mm. Believe in prayer.
Yes,
Umkulego, unamandla, umasi kulega ngoku. That's the only time. You understand? Yeah, but nowadays people celebrate how long they can pray. Never celebrate how long you can pray. We want to see the results from your prayer. Don't celebrate how long you have been in school. We want to see your results. We want to see graduation. Don't celebrate how long you've been working. We want to see you building your assets and your portfolios.
Amen.
People celebrate duration, no results. Without prayer, without faith, your prayers don't work. The Bible says if any man lacks faith, James chapter 1 from verses 5, if any man lacks wisdom, right, let him ask.
Yes, sir.
Okay? Simple. Let him ask of God, who gives to all liberally without reproach, and it will be given to him. Now let's go to the crux of the matter. Verses 6, but let him ask in faith. You see, they didn't say let him ask in love. They didn't say let him ask in hope. They said, if you are to ask God, ask in faith with no doubting. For he who doubts is like a wave of the sea, driven and tossed by the wind. For let not that man suppose he will receive anything from the Lord. You've been praying for a breakthrough in your family, but if there's no faith, you will receive nothing from God. You have been praying for a promotion at work, but if there's no faith, you receive. He says, let not that man or woman suppose that you'll receive anything. So this verse is no longer, when he's talking about prayer now, he's no longer just focused on wisdom. He's focused about the concept of prayer. That prayer without faith is an exercise in futility. Without faith, don't ever think your prayer. You can pray. Do you know that you can be a noisemaker in prayer?
Yes.
Huh? Every night you come, hey, Jesus. And your neighbors are irritated. God is irritated. You know, yeah. And you are getting frustrated because guess what? The results are not coming. God never promised to answer how long you pray. Because the duration is not what. How long did Jesus pray before Lazarus? At the tomb. He just simply came and said, Father, thank you. You always hear me in Jesus' name. Now Lazarus, come out. Literally. Hallelujah. But when that's where you are, Father, Rabashatata, 6 hours, 9 hours. And if you do 6 hours and there's no faith, come on, work with me for a now. You are hungry, you are from work, right?
Yes, sir.
You get home, you put your pot and you put your chicken inside, you leave it on the stove. Yeah. You come back 5 hours later, what has happened? It's not burnt. You did not switch on the stove. You can leave it for 1 year. Nothing will happen. You understand what I'm saying to you? It's the same. You can pray all of your life. If there's no faith, no results.
Yes, sir.
But if I take the same pot and the same chicken and switch it on for even 30 minutes, even 20 minutes, something will be happening already. I want to tell somebody, your prayers are going to work this year because you're not going to just pray for the sake of prayer. You are going to pray by faith.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Yeah. Your prayers are going to work by faith.
Amen.
Amen. Long prayers, short prayers. You'll just be saying, Father, in the name, and boom, the answer comes. Because God is looking at your faith. Not at the duration. So don't just continue praying this year like that pot of chicken that's on the stove, but the stove is not on. Tell your neighbor, say, get your faith on. Yeah. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Yeah. As Christians, we should stop celebrating how long and start celebrating results.
Oh, yes.
Yeah, and start celebrating results.
Yes,
I said, and we start celebrating results. Yes, yeah, Abazalwane, you know, Abazalwane, there's this enemy of faith called hope. Hope is an enemy of faith. I'll show you on one of the Sundays. Because someone like, I hope it gets better. That hope is destroying your faith. Because faith is now, hope is future. I want to show you that even Abraham, he had to use his faith against hope. Because that's what Romans chapter 4 says. It says, against hope, he believed. So hope was saying, Abraham is fine. Ishmael is the one. One day. You understand? Don't worry. God is not talking about a physical son. He's talking about a spiritual son. Someday when he gets to heaven. Now, why would you need a son in heaven?
Why do you need a son in heaven?
Like some of you right now. As you want to pray, he says, don't worry. You know, all these things that God has said, they are for us when we get to heaven. You know, you'll have joy when you get to heaven. You'll be healed when you get to heaven. Why do you need healing in heaven? No, you know, prosperity is not for now. Why do you need money when you get to heaven? Are you going to be pouring petrol in heaven? Am I talking to somebody? Huh? You need money now. You need money now. And faith is now. And faith is now. So many of us are postponing our desires because of hope, because of an enemy called hope. Now there abides faith, hope, and love. And the greatest of these is love. But with love, if you have love and you don't have faith, your prayers won't work. Huh? You love God. Love Him with all of your heart. You sing songs, I love you, Lord. You know, I love you, Jesus. You know, Jesus, I love you more and more. But with no faith, your prayers are not working with love. I said with 10 tons of love and zero faith, your prayers are not working. Hallelujah. Amen. With a truckload of hope, I believe that one day it will be fine. I know one day is going to be okay. With 10 tons of hope, your prayers will not work. But can I tell you something? With a seed of faith, a seed, a drop, of faith, you can move mountains. Yeah. Jesus said that you just need a faith as small as a mustard seed. Yeah, not even a ton of faith. You are reigning in Jesus' name. So without faith, your prayers are not working. Mark 11:24. Jesus says, speaking, he says that, and when you stand and pray, believe, and you'll receive what you're praying for. Amen. If you don't believe, you don't receive. That simple. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Number four. What happens? What is life without faith? You cannot defeat the devil or change circumstances. So many brethren, so many Christians are victim of circumstances. And they are victim of the devil. Hallelujah. You find somebody, you buy a nice property, and then you start having nightmares there. Then you say, no, pastor, I'm selling my property because some witches are chasing me. Chasing you? Chasing you? A child of God? Hey, I was talking to somebody, they called me this December, and they're like, oh, pastor, you know, I've traveled to Eastern Cape. I'm like, yeah. I'm like, I can't sleep. The past 2 days, you know, someone is feeding me in the dream, and also I'm feeling a bit paralyzed on my body, and now, pastor, pray. I remembered I have a pastor. Pastor, pray. And I'm like, wait a minute. You are saying that I should pray because they're feeding you in the dream. And they're like, yes, pastor, they're feeding me in the dream. I'm like, so why don't you eat? Was it not Jesus who said they shall eat anything deadly, it shall not hurt them?
Yes, sir.
Your problem is you believe more in the devil than God. Yeah. Okay, if the devil is generous enough to cook food for you, why not eat? The devil wants to take you out for lunch. Why don't you eat? No, pastor, in this dream. Okay, you have dreamt angels giving you food. You have never woken anyone up. Many Christians are still victims of the devil's deceit. Yeah. Hallelujah. Was it not Jesus said that if they eat anything deadly, it shall not harm them? So whether I eat it physically or in a dream, I can't be harmed. It's just food. Yeah, it's just food. Like, no, Pastor, my mother, she ate in a dream and she died. Because she believed it's poison. I believe I'm unpoisonable. Yeah, because Jesus has said it. Huh? So, no, Pastor, I'm dreaming all these things. And I'm like, I can imagine the devil will disturb me in my sleep. I can imagine. I can imagine that I'm sleeping at night. God is watching me because the Bible says he watches over his beloved. Yeah. Number two, my angels are on duty. Yes. Number three. I have my shield of faith to quench the fiery darts of the devil. I have the name of Jesus. I am clothed in the armor of God. I can imagine the devil will come and chase me in my dream. I can imagine. Ah, Pastor, I've been having nightmares for so long. That's why you're in church today. Because God is saying that you can't... You can't defeat the devil by salt. You can't defeat the devil by water. You cannot defeat the devil. You cannot! You are using pink water, pink salt. Hey, in Jesus' name. You can't. You can, with salt, you can defeat some snails. If where you stay, there's snails. You understand what I'm saying to you? Yeah. You can't defeat the devil. What does the Bible say? Ephesians chapter 6. Ephesians chapter 6. Please put it up. Ephesians chapter 6, verses 16. What does the Bible say? Barcelona, this year, say, I will not run away from the devil. Yeah. Above all, above your hairstyle, above every your weave, above your car, above everything, above, take the shield of faith with which you'll be able to quench all. Is it some? Most. All the fiery darts of the wicked one. So above all. And now the shield of faith we're talking about here is not the one Ubaba Zuma is using for his party. No, it's not that one. You understand? That one, that, no. And I know some pictures, if you go online, what it gives you in the picture of is like, it's just like a shield. Yeah? No. What it talks about is a force field. You understand? It's the shield of faith is something that surrounds you totally. So as I am here right now, right? It's not just here. It's not. It's around. It's like I have my own hedge and environment around me. That's why I can be in the same car with a witch, in the same flight with a witch, but nothing happens to me.
Yes, sir.
You understand? Remember Jesus? When he was in the boat with the others, they were fearing that we are perishing, Lord. And then Jesus was saying, he was asleep. Because he was in his own world. So, Pastor Lone, this year, above the lipstick, above your qualifications for that interview, take the shield of faith. Take the shield of faith. By which you'll be able to quench all the fiery darts of the devil. Not most of them. Not some of them. You see, when God looks at you and the devil, he expects you to win 100%. Amen. If you meet the devil 10 times in a day, God expects you to defeat him 10 times in a day. Amen. I'm not giving any victory to Satan.
Yeah.
I refuse to lose. I refuse to doubt. I refuse to fear. Take the shield of faith by which you can quench all of the fiery darts of the enemy. Amen. So I sleep like a king, peacefully.
Yes,
you understand? I walk like a king. Even if they say there's a new sickness, it's not for me.
No.
Because all Now, the Bible has told us the devil comes to steal, to kill, and to destroy. So, well, however he tries to do it, as long as my shield of faith is in place, he can't touch me.
Oh, yes, sir.
That's why God has given the responsibility of resisting the devil, not to angels, not to himself. But then he said, you can handle this. Yes, you resist the devil, and he will flee.
Wow.
Not that he'll stay around.
Yes,
yeah. Pastor, you know, I've been fighting the devil the whole year. You're too kind. You're not fighting, you're playing with the guy. No, you're playing with the guy. Because from scripture, he said, if I resist the guy doesn't run, he flees. He flees. So I'm taking my shield of faith.
I am taking my shield.
So you see, without faith, you cannot defeat the devil. You'll be a victim of the devil. Yeah. So to the story I was telling you, so I told the person, I just started sharing these things. It's impossible. It's impossible. You're a child of God. It's impossible. And I told the person that I'm not going to pray for you. What I've shared with you is enough. Go to sleep. You see?
Amen.
Nothing will happen. Go to sleep. Mm-hmm. The morning, following morning, I called the person. I was like, how was your night? Like, I slept like a baby. I'm like, of course. Yeah. Jesus didn't say, and pray all night to resist the devil. The shield of faith. As long as your faith is in operation, you see like an electric fence around your house. As long as... It's just on you. You don't even have to make sure that the fence is okay. The fence does its job. So the shield of faith just takes care of business. You are sitting in an interview, someone is projecting an arrow, the shield of faith is just dealing with it. Yeah. You don't have to always be responding, Pastor, I have an attack, so I responded. It means that you are still joking in these things. Yeah. You still are joking in these things. Say, so this year I'm not joking around. I'm taking my shield of faith. Yeah. So that you may overcome all the fiery darts. Yeah. All of them. Not some of them. Not most of them. Not those which you understand. As long as it's from the devil, I overcome it.
Amen.
I quench it with my shield of faith. And when you're doing this, it's not like you always have to say, Satan, I quench all of your fiery darts. You're still playing around, man. Amen. It's not a daily thing that, hey, Pastor, every day when you wake up, don't forget to declare, to confess that. No, come on. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Amen. What happens without faith? You see? So when you find a Christian living under the mercy of circumstances or the devil, you know their problem. Their problem is not their pastor. Their problem is not the government.
Yes,
their problem is not even the witches where they stay.
Yes.
Their problem is their lack of faith personally. Their problem is not that the devil is stronger. Because why is the devil not bothering everyone? Why is the devil not bothering everyone? Have you ever thought about it? I can imagine myself coming to where you stay. So, the pastor, yeah, there's witches. I can imagine myself getting there and I can't sleep. Never. It's impossible. It's impossible. It's impossible. Can't. No, Pastor, here's the stronghold of devil. Heban. You see, it's a consciousness that is born from faith. I can imagine. And I can say, Barcelona, I couldn't sleep last night because, hey, the devil, hey, there are so many witches here. Between light and darkness, when light comes on, what happens to darkness? Darkness disappears. Am I not the light of the world? I'm the light of the world. So when I arrive, what must happen to witches? I said, when I arrive, what must happen to witches? If I get employed in that company, what happens to the witch? They resign. They retire. Yeah. They flee. So that, you know, I need a new greener pastures. I need another job. Yeah. Because you can't have two kings in one place. I said, you can't have two kings in one place.
Amen.
This year, don't give the devil breathing ground.
Oh,
yeah.
Amen.
Squeeze him out of your territory.
Yes,
squeeze him out of your family.
Amen.
Don't give the devil, don't give him, don't give him, don't, do not give him.
Amen.
Do not give him. I remember we had a certain brother, you know, he was a cause for concern, you know, drugs and everything. And I remember one night my wife came and we're talking, and then we prayed for him, you know, and prayed in faith. We took scriptures, prayed in faith, you understand? Because at that point, you know, well, it was just a whole mess. Hallelujah. We prayed in faith to him. I remember I was talking with my wife last night, and my wife was saying that, you know, because she then had a dream afterwards, and said that, you know, that this my brother that we prayed for him last year. So that, you know, that is right now in a school training to be a pastor. I was like, isn't Jesus amazing? Isn't Jesus amazing? Yeah. Yeah. So that he's praying every day. Yeah. You understand what I'm saying to you? Yes. When we're praying for him last day, it was at a point of death. You understand? Yeah, because it was very, nothing could have helped him. And we told the only one who can do impossible. What was impossible, he made possible. You understand? Yeah. That's what I'm talking about. So that's why when I tell you this thing, that when you pray, pray believing, God can save your family. He wants to, but someone must pray in faith. Yeah. You bind the devil with your shield of faith. You bind him. You tell him, Satan, no one dies in my family this year. No funeral in my family this year. Yeah. No funeral in my family this year. No matter how mischievous they are, no matter how rebellious they are to God, I said no funeral in my family this year. So that shield of faith quenches death. Yeah, no funeral. All of them shall be born again. All of them shall become men of God, shall become women of God, shall serve God. That's the shield of faith at work. But if you watch things, Bishop Oyedepo says, what you don't want, you don't watch. Are we still together?
Amen.
Last point. Without faith, you can't live a Christian life. I hope I'm blessing somebody this morning. Without faith, you can't live the Christian life. In other words, you can't reign. Okay? Faith is the T's and C's of Christianity. And there's a T's and C's apply?
Yes, sir.
What they mean is faith applies.
Yes, sir.
Okay? The Bible says, now the just shall live by faith. Hebrews 10:38. But if anyone draws back, my soul has no pleasure. Remember, pleasing God, my soul has no pleasure. The just shall live by faith. Yeah. Now let me ask you, are we together, church?
Yes, Pastor.
Did it say the just shall live by their salary?
No.
The just shall live by what they can afford. Abashu Baraka. Am I talking to the right church?
Yes, sir. We're fully here.
The just shall live by their level of education. The just shall live by who's in political power.
No,
but what does it say? The just shall live by
faith.
It does not matter who's president as long as you have faith. It doesn't matter what's happening in the country as long as you have faith. If you can believe, that's the only condition. It didn't say if you can be educated. I believe in education. Hallelujah. But it didn't say if you can be educated. It didn't say if you can pray. I believe in prayer. But it says that the just shall live not even by prayer, but by faith. By faith. So faith is the key for a Christian life. Christianity is impossible without faith.
Amen.
It's impossible. Because number one, you believe in a God you can't see.
Yes.
Number two, you believe one day you're going to a heaven you have never been.
Yo.
You see the whole story. It's the whole story.
Yo.
You believe in angels that are invisible to the natural eyes. You believe there's a devil who's messing things up, but you can't see him. You understand what I'm saying to you? You believe that when you give, you will be blessed. What is the blessing? Show me. So you see, Christianity is not possible without faith. Don't try this at home without faith. Faith is the T's and C's.
Yes, sir.
It's impossible to pray without faith.
Yes, sir.
Prayers that work.
Yes, sir.
It's impossible. Anything that you do, okay, if you are reading your Bible, if you don't believe God is speaking to you, then it's not going to work. Hello? Yeah. So everything that we do, coming to church, we come to church to hear God, ne?
Amen.
We can't hear God, we can't see. So you see, without faith, Bazalwane, Christianity is just one big frustration. Okay? So that's why you can't joke around with it. When they say T's and C's apply, T's and C's apply, yeah, when you got born again, faith applies. It's the T's and C's.
Yes,
without faith, I have messed up the terms and conditions of this thing.
Sir.
You understand? It's a beautiful gift. Salvation is a free gift. But without faith, I've voided the T's and C's.
Amen.
terms and conditions apply.
Yes, sir.
There are terms for Christianity. There are conditions for Christianity. Yes, to be an effective Christian. And the primary condition is faith.
Hallelujah.
Are we good on that one?
Amen.
So can you say that your life is just one big misery party without faith?
I pray that you have been transformed by the powerful message. Thank you for tuning in to the Pastor Tor podcast. Shalom.